Hey, it's Anna. Welcome back to Solo Trip Podcast. And if you're new here, hi, I'm an independent music artist. I write, record and produce my own music and also film 4 series here on my YouTube. And this one is all about spirituality and metaphysics and the occult and so much more. So for this video, we're going to delve into a topic about brainwashing and mainstream media, because I have uncovered for myself how it is done. Essentially, because when we're trying to reprogram our minds, we are trying to rewrite programming or rewire our brains or change our beliefs. And that is exactly what mainstream media does, is they try to instill certain beliefs within our subconscious minds, and now we're trying to change it. So I've realized it's actually the same process as the mainstream media. And when you look at what mainstream media does, obviously it instills a lot of fear. If you've ever watched the news, it instills so much fear, and they pretty much only report about fear-based things, you know, like it's not that often that you hear about any kind of incredible thing. And even when you do hear about an incredible thing, it's usually with an agenda behind it, because they want to manipulate your perception to see it in a certain way that benefits them. So we're not going to go into why they do this and all of that kind of stuff, but just the basic understanding of the fact that they are able to do that through their mainstream media images and videos and text and words and all of this kind of stuff. And we can do the same thing for our own minds when we're trying to reprogram it to whatever it is that we want, whatever it is that benefits us. And for me, it is about reprogramming the fear. But how to do that, I have now come to understand, is that it is through repetition. Because there were many times when I would do something, like I would make a change or something, and then I would feel like, but I'm aware of it now, like I've done it once, surely that should be enough. But no, you actually have to keep on repeating the same thing. Like whenever I talk about sitting with your emotions and doing shadow work and stuff, you can't just do it once and then expect miraculous changes within your mind. You have to keep on doing it, keep repeating it. Every time an emotion comes up, you sit with it. Every time a belief comes up, you go to the root of it and you sit with it. Like it's a repetitious process. And that is exactly what mainstream media does. So anytime you start to doubt yourself and feel like you're not making progress, you can just look at like mainstream media and stuff and observe it and see how many stories they have to speak about and show that instill the same type of belief. Like how many fear-based things do they have to put up? How many fear-based films and movies and TV shows and stuff do they have to keep putting out in order to get that message to sink in, you know, in order for that fear-based belief to actually sink in to the audience and to the collective? How many times do they have to release movies? How many TV shows do they have to release? How many news stories do they have to share and talk about, you know? And how much fake footage do they have to create? And all of this kind of stuff, it's not just once, it's over and over and over again. Since TV has been around, and even before that, they probably did it on radio and in newspapers and all that kind of stuff. So since news and media has been accessible, they have been doing this over and over again. And when you want to transform your own inner world, it requires that same level of dedication and persistence, is to just keep on doing it, keep on going, keep repeating the same things, because that's how you get it to actually sink into your mind, especially if it's like a deep-rooted belief that's from trauma. If it's been created from trauma or from childhood and it's been there for quite a long time, it's gonna take quite a lot of repetition for it to sink in. It's the same thing as creating a new habit, changing your daily routines, like starting a gym workout or changing your diet. All of it requires dedication and persistence, because there's going to be times when you fall off and times when you're not feeling motivated and stuff. And reprogramming your beliefs is exactly the same thing. It takes a lot of persistence, a lot of dedication. And every time you fall off, being aware that you've fallen off and then being able to get back on the next moment, you know, and just keep on going, keep repeating it, because it's the same kind of method as what they do. And obviously, if you want to change your belief system, then the best way to start is to not even pay attention to and not even absorb all of the stuff that is instilling the beliefs that you're trying to get rid of. You know, like if you're somebody that's from lack mentality, the last thing you want to do is keep consuming content that puts you in lack mentality. So for like that kind of awareness of knowing what your belief is and knowing the types of triggers that trigger it and that reinforce it, and then not absorb those things or limit the amount of time that you look at them, and then have an energetic boundary so that you can be aware of current events that are happening without absorbing all of the emotion that comes with it, all of everybody else's emotion, you know. And that's also another point, is that with so many of us being in survival mode, obviously a lot of us have trauma and like some negative beliefs that we want to change and stuff. The majority of people have that. And when you look at mainstream media, most of the time it's reinforcing beliefs that we already have, because we already have them from our own experiences and our own negative situations that we found ourselves in, and even negative upbringings and traumatic upbringings and stuff. The mainstream media can reinforce that by putting out stories that are relatable, stories that make you think, oh, that could have been me, like that negative thing could have happened to me. You know, like it reinforces something that you already believe. So they don't even need to program you necessarily with a new belief. They just need to keep reinforcing the ones that you already have to keep you stuck there. And that is a strategic tactic that they have been doing for a very long time, but it's something that we can do for ourselves. So once a new belief starts to sink in, because you've been consistent with it, you can't just stop. You need to keep on going and like have spiritual practices and stuff that help you reinforce it. So like meditation and affirmations and things like that, to keep reinforcing the new belief that you want to hold, because there's so much chaos around us. I feel like having that kind of practice and that safe space to where you can go to and you can really tune in to what it is that you want, really visualize what it is that you want, really tune into your home frequency and the vibration that you actually want to be on, you know, just having that kind of safe space to be able to do that every day and block out the external noise. Because then when you go out into the external, you have kind of a shield, because you know what your energy feels like and you know what it feels like to be in that kind of vibe that you really want, with the new beliefs that you really want, even if you don't quite believe them yet. Like you're getting comfortable in that kind of vibe and tuning in to what it would feel like if you had that thing, or if you were that thing, or if you did that thing, you know. And just consistently doing that not only helps build your aura and strengthen your power and your own energy of who you are, so when you carry yourselves, you're like almost shielded and you're strong and you're able to walk through other people's energy without taking it all in and without absorbing it. But then it also helps you to understand and acknowledge where your triggers are, what kind of things affect you, so that you can be more conscious of what you allow in your space, of what you choose and what you want, what you choose to do with your time, you know, and the different kinds of media that you consume. Because a lot of it we can't avoid. Obviously, you can choose not to watch the news and stuff, but like there's certain things that we just can't avoid. There's certain events that go on in life that we can't avoid, you know. So it's cool to be aware of it, but just having your own protection, which is your aura, which is your energy field, because it's actually, I can't even remember how big it is, but I swear it's like a mile or something. Like it's actually massive. And obviously the more that we train our nervous system and stuff, the less affected and the less holes and leaks and stuff are in our aura. But they're actually really big and I didn't even realize that. So yeah, all of this is just to say that the media and things that go on around us are very orchestrated and strategic with what they do. And it's important to have our own sense of self and our own boundaries, and then be able to do the inner work to reprogram all of those beliefs that have come from the media, but that have also come from childhood and our experiences and stuff, and just be able to actually step into our power, which isn't necessarily to be perfect or to have mastered it all or to have suddenly become positive, but it's just to actually be who we are authentically, the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, like the negative emotions and the positive, and just owning all of it that is ours but not everybody else's shit, and be able to actually put some boundaries up when it comes to the media, but also to learn from it, to take their strategies and apply them into our own lives in areas that actually will benefit us, instead of having it constantly negatively impact us. We can use their little strategies of repetition, because they're showing us how you do it, because they're trying to do it and we're trying to do it for ourselves. So we can use their little strategy of repetition to actually transform our own minds in a way that we really want to. So I hope this episode was helpful. Thank you for listening on the podcast apps as well. I really appreciate you. Definitely let me know if you have any video requests. You can text, WhatsApp me, you can DM me on Instagram, or you can comment down below on YouTube, and I will see you in the next video. All links to everything about me is in the description box below. And yeah, thank you for watching. I hope you have the best week. Bye. How did we get to this feeling I'm feeling? How did this open up after the healing? Flaws all exposed when I thought